When I was preparing for this morning's homily, I do not know, but it keeps on cropping into my mind that I should share something about the Transformers. I'm not truly a fan of the Transformers, however, it says something about what we are about today. The Transformers' main figure is named Optimus Prime. And he came from the world of Cybertron. Came down to Earth with one purpose in mind. With his troops, he was sent to protect and help the inhabitants of Earth, to the point whereby he was willing to sacrifice himself. And he was doing this against a group of Transformers too. And they're called Decepticons. And it's significant. Decepticons. We are surrounded in our life with a lot of Decepticons, trying to deceive us, trying to lure us from the faith that we have, and even from the confidence that has been planted upon us by our Lord. And if we are not watchful, they will win. However, there is always Optimus Prime to protect us. If we look at scriptures, and if we look at the message of scriptures, we have been sent an even better than Optimus Prime, Christ himself. And the narrative that has been given to us is that Christ is now set onto his journey towards Jerusalem. And in this journey, he is going to meet his faith. Embrace it, no matter what. And he kept on telling his disciples that in going there, he will be suffering and he will be put to death. This is his message to his disciples. He gradually unfolds this to them and slowly shares it with them. And there is one figure in our scripture reading today from Matthew who is so prominent in all those moments. And his name is Peter. Peter is the one who is closest to Christ, if you may. He walks with him, he talks with him, eats with him, and he's always there, present. But in a lot of ways, Peter is like you and me. In our closeness to Christ, we just behave the way we want to be in our fullness as a human person. Peter is a very enthusiastic and very vocal person. He shares what is in his mind at that particular moment. He seems to not filter anything at all. And so it is said in our scripture reading today that 6 days after Peter proclaimed that Christ is the Son of God, he acknowledged this, and Christ told Peter, "No one, no human person revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." And after saying these words to Peter, Christ again reminded them that we are going to Jerusalem, and this is going to happen I will be sacrificed and I will die there. Peter, in his own way, said, Lord, this can never happen. And in his mind, he says this because he has seen how powerful Christ is. And he himself experienced the power of Christ. He could never forget that moment whereby they were buffeted in that boat. And then Christ was there. In the midst of the waves, in the midst of the wind, Christ was there. And Christ was giving them the assurance, don't worry, I'm here. And Peter said this, if you are truly Christ, tell me to come out to you. And Christ said, come. He stepped out of the boat and started walking. And he was doing well. Until he allowed all that is happening to him remove his eyes from Christ. And you know what happened? He started to sink. And you and I would have said the very same words if it happened to us, and we say, Lord, help me. Save me. And Christ grabbed his hand and said to him, why did you falter? Why did you doubt? Our faith is with us. It is the gift that God in Christ gave to each and every one of us. If we hold fast to that faith, we can walk on water. As Peter did. But when we falter and allow everything around us to distract us and remove our sight from Christ, then we get in trouble. Today is a reminder from Christ himself. Because while they were walking, the disciples must have been talking. We are with a great guy. He's going to be the champion of it all. He's got the power. He can do anything and everything. And then we are going to be rewarded. We sacrificed a lot for him. He's going to give us everything. And Christ must have heard them talking. And so he selected Peter, James, and John. Took them up the mountain. To do one thing, to show himself as he is. Again, to reveal who he really is. And that's what happened. Christ changed before their very eyes. They saw his glory, they saw his magnificence. And they were ready again. And Peter said something again this time. He says, Lord, this is great. How marvelous it is that we should be here. We should stay here. And if you want to, I'll build dwellings for you, for Moses, and for Elijah. Our natural response to the glory that is being presented to us. As human persons, we want that moment. We want that place to be preserved. So that we could go back again and again, and it is there. But that was not the plan of Christ. He wants to move on to his other mount, And as Peter was saying these words, he was not allowed to finish his sales speech to Christ. Suddenly, they were overshadowed by a bright cloud, and a voice was heard. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Peter, James, and John were once again struck with terror. They fell on the ground. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said to them, "Get up. Do not be afraid." Now, these words have been heard before, and we have celebrated that moment. Today, we are on the last Sunday of Epiphany, and on the first Sunday of Epiphany, the event when Christ was baptized in the Jordan, the words were heard then. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." But without the phrase, "Listen to him." This time it was repeated with a mandate that says, "Listen to him." The disciples seemed not to listen. Peter said it so. "We believe in you, we like you, we love you, but we want you to be the powerful Lord that we know. You can cure the sick, you can heal, you can make the lame walk, you can do anything. Why would you allow this to happen to you?" It is important to realize that this transfiguration moment is a big reminder and something that empowers the disciples themselves, so that when they come down from that mountain and move on to Jerusalem to fulfill what Christ has been telling them, they will know and they will understand. And in the same token, we will know, we will understand. In a few days, on Wednesday, we will begin our Lenten journey. 40 days whereby we set aside in our life a time for praying, a time for fasting, and a time for almsgiving. Praying, making connections with the Christ in our life. Fasting, allowing the sacrifices of our life to be offered as an offering. And almsgiving, never forgetting that the world awaits us, so that we may reach out and provide the love and care that comes from Christ. Today, Transfiguration Sunday, may we all be transfigured in Christ and allow all this to be presented on that marvelous moment whereby Christ will be lifted, but more so, Christ will rise from the dead. And then as we listen to his mandate, as they come down from the mountain, "Tell no one about this vision until the Son of Man is lifted from the dead, until the Son of Man rise again from the dead." We know that Peter and his companions have been listening now because they have been told to listen. And they are given the power to be strong and be not afraid. For in our second reading of today, that's what he proclaimed. We were there. We heard a voice and we know His majesty. May we, in our Lenten discipline, proclaim the very same message. In our life, we know, we believe, because we heard the words, listen to Him, get up, do not be afraid.